I'm Jackie Rodriguez, and this is Friends with Friends, the podcast where we explore all 236 episodes of the TV show Friends, one at a time. I am joined by Vanessa.
Hi, everyone. I'm Vanessa, and I'm the Friends newbie, but it's exciting that I'm not really a newbie anymore.
You're not. Yeah, no. I know. Like, we're into season four. You're not a newbie anymore. Oh, that rhymed.
Yeah, I feel like I'm learning a lot, like, and like I said before, like the whole lobster thing, I know what that means. And now yes. I'm like seeing more into it and I'm understanding
you're
why
more
things
tuned
are.
In.
Yes, more tuned in. Perfectly said. Sure.
And then we're missing a friend today. So Jason is not with us. He is, you know, rightfully so, taking time off as we all deserve, especially during this year. So it's just me and Vanessa for today's episode, but we'll hold it down.
Yes. So what episode are we on, Jackie?
Yes. So we're on the 82nd episode of the one where they're going to party. It premiered December 11th, 1997. This is season four, episode nine, with 23.89 million viewers. Vanessa, want to take us through what happened?
Yes, I can. So in this episode, Chandler and Ross get super excited about their wild friend coming to town. Monica gets a new job and Rachel almost gets a promotion.
So I like the we're going to party because it's funny because, okay, it is said that they're 29 in this episode. So whenever you come to that age, I feel like you look back on your partying days and you're like, how did I do that? Because you just changed so much from like your early 20s to your late 20s. And I thought it was hilarious. You know, Ross and Chandler have this friend, Gandalf, who is nicknamed after Lord of the Rings, which I have never been a Lord of the Rings fan. And so when I was watching this, I was like, oh, I know Lord of the Rings from Friends when I was watching this back then.
That's funny. See, I didn't know Lord of the Rings because of Friends. I knew Lord of the Rings because of Lord of the Rings. I think I maybe seen a couple of like movie scenes, but I never really got that into it.
Yeah.
But it's true what you say, because even now, like looking back, like I remember being in college or in high school and staying up until midnight doing homework for whatever reason. And waking up at 6 a.m. to do that. And now I feel like in order to accurately function throughout the day, I need to get at least 8 hours or else like my eyes sting, like I get headaches, like maybe I'm sensitive. I don't know.
Yeah. Wait, okay. So in college and high school, you only stayed up till midnight to do homework?
I stayed up later for sure. That's just a rough average. And yeah, I mean, I remember one semester in college, I would stay up late and I had class at 8 a.m. No, I would stay up late to do my homework. I'd get up to go to class. My first class was at 8 and then my last class was at like 7 p.m.
Yeah.
So it was like an all day thing that specific schedule. It was like it was on a Wednesday too.
I love. Okay. So it's just such a stark contrast because you're like, I'd stay up to do homework at midnight. And I'm like, I would stay up to party. Like I partied hard in my 20s. It was insane. So like there'd be times where I had even like my hangover cure is like an iced coffee and then, a sandwich from Starbucks, but I would stay up till 2 a.m. partying and then I would wake up and go to work, you know, and then go to school after work and stuff like that. I would have those days, but I seriously, 21 to 26, it was fun. I definitely made some memories.
That is funny. I mean, yeah, it's just funny too how Ross and Chandler meet Gandalf to party. Like, why aren't they partying anyways? But it's true because, so I kind of actually forgot who said this line, but it's one of my favorites. It was either Ross or Chandler. He's like, I'm 29 years old. I want to sit in a comfortable chair and watch TV and go to bed at a reasonable hour.
So I think it was Joey because, again, they do with this storyline, Gandalf ends up canceling on them. And then Joey comes in because Joey doesn't know who Gandalf Ganderson is. He didn't party with them in the early 20s, only Ross and Chandler. Joey comes in and is like, well, why can't we go and party?
Yeah.
And so then they do it. And then they have that discussion of like, I'm 29, want to go to bed at a reasonable hour. And so I find that funny too, because actually, so the last time I pulled an all-nighter was last year. At my mere age of 34,
Oh my God.
I'm 35 now. But I was in Madrid with my friend Viviana and we pulled an all-nighter. And so for that, because it's a special instance, it was like my New Year's Eve trip that I took.
Yeah.
And that's the last time I pulled an all-nighter. But I still was like, we were still feeling it the next day. We had multiple cups of coffee the next day. We had to like get through it. But that was for a special instance. If I'm at home and like having fun with my friends, I'm like, I just want to sleep in my own bed.
So my last all-nighter was when my husband and I went to New York.
Oh yeah, last year too, right?
Yeah. So we took an overnight flight to New York, hoping that the hotel would let us check in early to like shower and do all of that before our scheduled Statue of Liberty tour at like 2 o'clock or 12 o'clock. It did not work out in our favor, so we crashed. We kind of crashed in the lobby with all of our luggage everything. And then we couldn't cancel the Statue of Liberty tickets because we had purchased them way far in advance, and it gets booked up.
Yes,
but that was our all-nighter, our trip to the Statue of like overnight flight plus crashing in the lobby and then going to the Statue of Liberty.
But you were able to use like the restroom to kind of freshen up, get changed because you had your luggage with you and all everything, right?
Yeah, so this might sound kind of weird, but we didn't really change because it would just be like, we would have to open up our suitcases in the lobby.
Yeah.
And it was just, it was a mess. And we were just let's just
go and then shout outwards. I'm glad you did, right? The Statue of Liberty and
of course.
All of that.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just funny to see how Ross and Chandler just like to stay home and they need that one person to party. You know, I think everybody has that one person that they consider the party animal to have.
I could be that person.
Okay, great.
I could totally be that person. If I'm like in the mood or I'm like, you guys want to like, if you mentally prepare to like party hardy, I can be that person. But if you don't want to, I'm chill with that too.
It's funny because now I'm thinking maybe Jason doesn't really, you know, isn't really on vacation or taking time off. Yeah. He doesn't want to talk about his party days.
Oh, no. I love my party days. It's just nice to look back on. And I don't do them too often now. Obviously not now because we're, you know, land of COVID. But I'm always down to, like, have a good time. So if somebody really wants to, then I'll be down. Like, you know, for my trip to Joshua Tree, I made my family members take shots for my birthday. So there you go.
Wow.
I am Gandalf Ganderson.
Yeah. And I mean, it's funny how they call him the funniest guy in the world.
I know. Cause the Chandler's the funniest guy, you know, you think he would be. But.
And I mean, it's to the point where Gandalf likes to have a great time. The guys don't even know where they're going. Ross has a passport, socks, and snake bite kit.
I know. What?
Yeah. So they could be, you know, going on a plane, going to another country, like going, I don't know.
I've never had that extreme where I'm like, let's go to another country or anything like that. I'm just like, let's go to another bar and keep drinking. Okay, let's go get breakfast. Let's you know, have the after party and put on some music and dance and then go get breakfast, you know? It just all depends to who you're with as well. Like, if I'm the only one partying, like, somebody else has to, like, kind of, like, be with me, you know what I mean? Like, and be down for it. I'm more of like a YOLO. Like, YOLO, come on, let's do it. That's why I made Viviana stay up all night. And we met these cool people in Madrid. We met a girl at the bar who was having her birthday. She was by herself and she was from Israel. And so we ended up, her friend ended up getting sick earlier that night. So that's why she went to the bar herself and it was a birthday. So then I'm like, oh, it's your birthday. We got to go all out. And I'm still friends with her on Instagram. She still likes all my stuff. She wants me to go visit Israel. She lives in Tel Aviv whenever it's safe to do so. So I'm like, yes, I have a connection to Israel.
Awesome. Yeah. And I mean, people always have a connection, you know, that they make from somewhere else to show them a good time. And Gandalf Ganderson is this person.
Yeah, exactly. So I thought it was cute how they're just like, he's this person, but they also like want to be like, they just want to be home and enjoy like, and certain times. And again, I'm not always a party animal. I can be like, you know, like their discussion at the end when they're like, I just want to be in bed and all that. So.
Yeah. Oh, man. But Jackie, what do we have coming up?
So for when we come back from break, we're going to talk about Monica. She got a new job, but it might let Phoebe down. and Rachel almost gets a promotion as well. So the two ladies have some big job news.
Ooh.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
All right, and we're back. So, Monica is unemployed right now, but she's doing her catering business with Phoebe. But something happens, and she almost gets, and she gets a new job. She wrote a review for the Chelsea, what was it, the Chelsea Reporter, the Chelsea?
I'm not sure of the newspaper.
Yeah.
But I know so the restaurant.
Yeah, she writes a review for Alessandro's. It's a horrible review. The Alessandro chef ends up coming to visit her and then to like yell at her, but she ends up getting the head chef position at Alessandro's. But then she's at kind of like, oh, wait, I just started this catering business with Phoebe. So now she's kind of like, what do I do?
Yeah, so I thought it was interesting how she got the job because her bluntness and her, I guess the Alessandro owner would call them cruel words.
Yeah.
Got her a head chef job.
This is what she's always wanted, like her whole life. She has always wanted to be a head chef. It's her dream job. So I like that she was considerate of Phoebe, but also it's like, you know, you got to go for what you want, you know?
Yeah. And I think, you know, Phoebe was super excited to start this venture with her. And yeah, mm-hmm. I think it's important to have an understanding friend. Mm-hmm. Be like, okay, well, something better came along. Like, I need to support that. She put her wants aside mm-hmm. and let her friend have the time. And the spot, not the spotlight per se, but
her dream
the time
job
to pursue her dream job.
Yeah. So yes. Yeah, so she made a whole list of what to do with the catering van. I thought that was sweet. And Phoebe saw that Monica like really wanted to like, you know, help her out. So it's nice. It's nice that she made the list, and it's nice that Phoebe was like, okay, you're actually, you know, really into this. So it's supportive.
Yeah. What's not nice though is how Joanna tried to screw up Rachel's job interview.
Oh my gosh. I know. I know. That's so mean.
I mean, I don't know. I think it's always important to have a boss who supports you
yes.
and pushes you. And just the fact that Joanna was being selfish
yes.
while Rachel even asked Joanna if she could try out or not try out, if she could apply for the job. Mm-hmm. And Joanna said, oh, no, not a problem. I'll be on the judging panel or the hiring pool.
Yeah, panel. Yeah.
So I don't think Rachel assumed that was an in, but I think she assumed a little more kindness from the panel.
Yeah.
So yeah. The fact that while she was in the interview, in the interview room, everything like got screwed up. She said, mm-hmm. oh, Rachel's really good at getting bagel and coffees. She created a whole filing system. So all those things Joanna was saying about her in the interview, it made Rachel seem like she wasn't really qualified for the job.
I know that. That wasn't nice at all. And then when, you know, a good for Rachel also confronting her afterwards. And then she actually did get a good promotion with like an expense report and all that stuff, you know, because Joanna did take the fall. She thought, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done that. Mm-hmm. But then Joanna gets hit by a taxi and dies.
Yeah, it's a really random ending to the episode.
Oh my gosh, really random ending to Joanna. Really, like she's been on these episodes. I don't know how many she's done, but you know, like we've had her with Chandler and all that stuff. I thought that was cool of them bring in, you know, Rachel at work and the dynamic at work. But it's just funny how it's just like she got hit by a taxi and then it's like, what?
Yeah, like
cut her out.
Really random, you know, because. Let's jump a little before that because Joanna, we find out Joanna didn't want Rachel to leave because she yeah. was really a good assistant.
Yeah.
So Joanna wanted to do whatever she could to keep her, mm-hmm. even if it was giving Rachel the promotion and having an office with walls.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, it's kind of a bummer. It's a bummer, you know, that the person who promised you is uh-huh. the promotion.
Guys.
Passport. Yeah. Yeah. And it's funny that Rachel goes up to the person who broke the news to her, and she's like, by the way, did Joanna mention anything about a promotion? And she's like, no.
I know.
So she took Joanna's word, and unfortunately, the word was no longer with them.
I know. Oh, and so then you'll see, and here's the thing too, it's like Friends is also, they're all addressing like the jobs and what they're like at jobs and like, you know, their life there. And so because like you don't have like Joey Chandler's job, you just kind of, it's like, you know, level, you know, and throughout your life, you go through different, you know, tiers of your job. So I like that they're bringing in all this, that she almost gets a promotion and that Monica finally gets her dream job. It's all part of being like, you know, 20, 30 something year old person. So
yeah, I remember when I first got my work phone, I was really nervous. So I wasn't given one. I asked for one and I received one with good reason. And I remember getting so excited because I got a work phone.
Yeah.
And it's small things, or like a desk to call your own is a big thing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You can decorate, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But unfortunately for Rachel, she doesn't get her promotion. But we'll see how it goes in future seasons as well with what happens with her job and how and what she does. So,
Did you have any favorite lines?
Mine was, again, like the hilarity of I'm 29 years old. I want to sit in a comfortable chair and watch TV and go to bed at a reasonable hour. And then like another one goes, I like to hang out in a quiet place where I can talk to my friends. So what if I like throw on some Kenny G? So what if I throw on some Kenny G and take a bath? And then we're 29. We're not women.
Yeah.
And the Ross was the one that throws on Kenny G and takes a bath. And so I thought that whole exchange, that whole scene, I was laughing out loud. And I do it every time I laugh out loud with that scene.
Very relatable.
Very relatable. It's so true.
Yes. What's coming up on the next episode?
Yes. So now Monica has her dream job at Alessandro's. But because it was a family-owned restaurant that works there and the chef that worked there was a, you know, an uncle, she has a tough time with, you know, adjusting with the employer. So we'll see how she does that. And if you like this episode, subscribe, give us 5-star ratings.
And leave nice comments. And follow us on our Instagram page, Friends with Friends Podcast. Until next time.